continue, what are the parts of the my plate?
Oh!
Just shout them out.
Grain.
Jamie Baum is an assistant professor of nutrition at the University of Arkansas. But on this unseasonably warm Wednesday afternoon, she's teaching students much younger than college co-eds. Inside an art classroom at Elmdale Elementary School in Springdale, 15 children sit at tables wearing white aprons and white paper chef hats, which they've decorated with stickers and signed their names using different colored markers. These elementary students are participating in a Cooking Matters class, which is being organized by the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank. Melissa Vest, the Director of Development for the Food Bank, explains the program is part of No Kid Hungry, an Arkansas campaign with the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance and the national organization Share Our Strength that is working to end hunger in the state. According to a Feeding America study that looked at data from 2006 to 2008, Arkansas has the highest rate of child hunger in the entire nation. Nearly one in four children in Arkansas suffer from hunger and food insecurity.
They're really trying to aim and target kids and teach them how to cook healthy and on a budget at home. So Cooking Matters is a grant that the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank has received to do these classes. And we have 15 kids here in Springdale at Elmdale, and they have been loving it. It's so neat. They say it's their favorite class. So it's really fun to kind of watch them learn different techniques to cook and safe knife techniques and grating cheese and all those kind of things. And they get to put together three recipes while they're here, two to three. And we have a chef and a nutritionist from the University of Arkansas. And they get to learn all sorts of neat kitchen skills. And today we're cracking eggs and we're going to make healthy burritos. And we're also making French toast and yogurt parfaits.
Each week, the students are also given a bag that contains a recipe card and all of the necessary ingredients to prepare a dish at home.
A lot of the parents have told the school as well that it's really neat to get something home that they can do. So I think that it's really awesome that they get to take it home with their parents and their family. And some of the kids, you know, if their parents work at night, then their parents aren't there until a certain time, then they can kind of make a recipe with their brothers or sisters or with one of their parents and just kind of experiment and try something maybe their family's never tried before. So I think they've had a good reception to that as well.
One of the unique aspects of this cooking class is that it's geared toward children.
I think that that's the fun thing, is that these recipes are really fun, and they're things like wraps and easy to handle, like that, you know, snack-wise, and they're their size, like when you cut the roll-ups into little bite-sized portions, it makes it more fun and kind of accessible to them, because they maybe recognize the wrap as something they would get at the store or a fast food store, so this is a healthy version of that, and it's quick, easy things kids can make. So I think that, and a lot of them have really enjoyed learning how to cut up the different fruits and vegetables and prepare them themselves. And I think once they try it and it's in this environment where they're all there together and they're having fun, that a lot of them have kind of tried different things and stepped outside. I was surprised. There's stuff that I've never even tried myself. We had turnips and different things last time. So there's things that we're having them try and see if they like them. So I think that's part of the whole thing, is to see if they like the fruit and vegetable or not, because they might be surprised they like something they never tried before.
One group of volunteers helping coordinate the classes is the Northwest Arkansas Community College Students in Free Enterprise, or SIFE, team. George Tanner is an entrepreneurship and management professor who is also the SIFE team's faculty advisor.
I think just seeing young students learn something new and really get excited about something that helps them in a nutritious way is something they can take home and show their families. You know, here's what we learned today. Let's make this recipe. I've got young kids, and I wish I could bring them to this too, because it would be nice for them to have a little better idea of what goes into cooking and what's nutritious, what a whole grain really is. And so I think that's, to me, is the most important and the most fun thing to watch, just seeing those light bulbs come off in their heads as these kids learn how to do something new. They like acquiring skills. They're sponges for knowledge. And the ladies handling this program, it's hands-on. They learn to do things. So I think that makes the difference.
Okay, are you guys ready? Now, who has cracked an egg before?
Me. I do it a lot.
You do it a lot? Yeah. My goodness, this is great. Well, I want everybody to crack an egg.
Across the hall, Diane Sapphire, who works in the U of A food science department, is volunteering her time as a chef. Today, she's helping the students make egg burritos. After cracking the eggs, they heat up some pre-chopped green onions, black beans, and red bell peppers in a pan. After beating the eggs and then scrambling them, all of the ingredients are folded along with some cheddar cheese into a burrito, which the very attentive group of students take back to the art classroom to enjoy. The students are typically broken into small groups during Diane's portion of the lesson. Cooking can pose a challenge for many, but is it especially difficult teaching children?
Not at all, because I was a kid once, and I remember learning all the skills that my grandmother taught me. So it all comes back, and it's nice to pass it on. I think the kids sense the passion that I have for food and how I would like for them to do something on their own in their own kitchen, and I think they take that with them. And they can use that and show their families, hey, look what I did today. I made this. I think as long as they experience success, then they'll keep on cooking.
Diane says knowing what's on your plate and what it took to cook that dish at a restaurant will help you make healthier choices as an adult. By handling the food, the students are learning about portion size and how to make healthy decisions. Melissa Vest, the Director of Development for the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, hopes to continue these cooking classes for children in the future. Meanwhile, the next series of classes will be for adults.
We have a Cooking Matters class in Bella Vista, and it starts in the end of March, and it goes through May 4th, and it'll be on every Friday from 12 to 2, and it's for senior citizens, and we're going to do diabetes education along with that to help them. And with the senior citizens, we'll also take them to the supermarket and teach them shopping techniques so that they can get food on a budget, and we'll be teaching them similar recipes, things like that, because a lot of seniors need the help as well. So as far as our grant for this year, these are the two classes that we're doing, but we would love to continue doing something similar or some other kind of classes in the future because the reception's been wonderful.
Once the students complete the 6-week course, they will graduate the program. Melissa says the children will receive a certificate and a graduation present, like a pan or peeler, so they can continue cooking at home. More information is available at cookingmatters.org.
Oh my gosh, it's peanut butter!
So y'all had a great time, sounds like.
I'm closest to the peanut butter. I call it.
I'm second closest.
Alrighty.
Smells good up in here.